Brian Phillips spent 71 days in solitary confinement this summer. He was locked up in the Thurston County Jail near Olympia after he went off his psychiatric medication and had several run-ins with police. Like a lot of inmates in his situation, Phillips had to wait weeks for a mental health evaluation. While he waited, the isolation took a toll. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has his story.
Phillips is 22. He has a reddish chin-strap beard, wavy hair, and the build of a former high school football player, which he is. In fact, a football-related brain injury is what doctors say explains his mental health challenges. We sit down together on the back deck of his mother's house, and he begins to tell me about his time in jail. He was booked on June 25th.
Well, I was actually taking it pretty lighthearted because I didn't think I was going to be there that long.
But Phillips says his outlook quickly changed when he was placed in administrative segregation, locked down 23 hours a day. The jail's commander wouldn't discuss Phillips' case specifically, citing confidentiality, but says inmates with mental health issues who appear volatile or aggressive are often put in isolation, at least initially. Within hours of being jailed, Phillips flooded his cell. They shut off his water. That made him angry, so he told the staff he was suicidal, even though he wasn't.
Whenever you say, "I'm suicidal," even if you go right back and take that statement back, they still have to take you.
Phillips says he was placed in a restraint chair to be moved to a suicide watch cell. The jail's commander says the restraint chair is used on a limited basis when an inmate presents an imminent threat. After that, Phillips says they shackled his leg to the floor and put his hands in three sets of daisy-chained handcuffs. In anger, he broke the locks on one of the sets of handcuffs. He then brandished the pointed ends of the cuffs like weapons.
They stacked up outside the cell, and they opened it, and they repeatedly told me to drop the weapon.
He didn't, so they tased him. When he didn't go down, he says the deputies took him to the ground.
They, had their boots in my back and a couple on my head to keep me from moving.
Phillips says none of this would have happened if he'd been on his medication. When he's off it, he gets in trouble. That's what landed him in jail in the first place. He had destroyed a car at his former high school 2 years earlier. Staying on his medication was a condition of his release. After the tasing incident, Phillips was put on suicide watch and then, when he was cleared, returned to administrative segregation.
What did you do for 23 hours a day in lockdown?
I'd try and sleep as much as I could, and when I had a book, I'd read as much as I could, and also just think.
His 1 hour a day out sometimes came in the middle of the night. At first, he was handcuffed during that time.
So I was handcuffed while I was showering. I was handcuffed after I showered trying to get my clothes on.
On the outside, Phillips' case was moving slowly. First, there was a change in lawyers. Then it took nearly a month before a mental health evaluation was ordered to see if he was competent to stand trial. In April, a federal judge in Seattle ruled that long wait times for mentally ill jail inmates to be evaluated are unconstitutional. The state is working to address the backlog. As the days passed, the conditions took a toll. Phillips says at one point he did become suicidal.
It just didn't seem like it was ever going to end, and in my opinion, it would have been more humane for me to just die.
He started thinking about ways to kill himself.
Bashing my head against the wall as hard as I could, as many times as I could.
Or he thought he could fight his jailers to the death.
Planned to resist to the point where they would have to do something drastic to where it would eventually lead to my death.
Generally speaking, being in isolation is very damaging, especially for inmates who have mental health issues.
That's Kimberly Mosoff. She's an attorney with Disability Rights Washington. Mosoff says county jails commonly use solitary confinement to manage mentally ill inmates who pose a threat to themselves or others.
From the correctional standpoint, that problem is solved. From a human rights, legal rights, social conscience perspective, that problem is not solved at all.
In Phillips' case, he was put back on suicide watch, and he actually credits the jail staff for helping him through that period. He says they would talk with him about the love and support he had from family on the outside. He calls them amazing people and acknowledges he wasn't the easiest inmate to deal with. But he's withering in his evaluation of the intersection of criminal justice and mental health.
It's amazing how incompetent the system is.
A state forensic evaluator finally came to see Phillips on his 53rd day in jail. By then, he had voluntarily resumed taking his medication. When the evaluation came back a week later, he was deemed competent to stand trial. And then on the Friday before Labor Day, the prosecutor agreed to Phillips' conditional release from jail. By then, he'd been locked up for 71 days. I'm Austin Jenkins. in Olympia.